AJ's annual party. Mary is strapping on a rubber penis. Steely Dan 3 from Yokohama, she says, caressing the shaft. Milk spurts across the room. Be sure that milk is pasteurized. Don't go giving me some kind of awful cow disease, like anthrax or glanders or aftosis. When I was a transvestite, lives in Shy, used to work as an exterminator. Make advances to pretty boys for the thrill of being beaten as a man. Later, I catch this one kid, overpower him with supersonic judo I learned from an old lesbian Zen monk. I tie him up, strip off his clothes with a razor, and fuck him with Steely Dan 1. He is so relieved I don't castrate him literal. He comes all over my bedbug spray. What happened to Steely Dan 1? He was torn in two by a bull dyke. Most terrific vaginal grip I ever experienced. She could cave in a lead pipe. It was one of her parlor tricks. Steely Dan 2? Chewed to bits by a famished kangaroo in the upper baboon's asshole. And don't say we this time. Why not? It's real boyish. The rising sun fills the room with pink light. Johnny is let in, hands tied between Mary and Mark. Johnny sees the gallows and sighs with a great oh, his chin pulling down towards his cock, his legs bending at the knees. Sperm spurts arching almost vertical in front of his face. Mark and Mary are suddenly impatient and hot.